Welcome to the Holden Village Podcast. Holden is a community of education, programming, and worship located in the remote wilderness of the Cascade Mountains. These snapshots provide a glimpse into the learnings taking place in our community. Let's tune in to this week's highlight.
My name's Linda Chasteen. My pronouns are she and her. I'm a Black, queer, femme, chronically ill and disabled. The descendant of enslaved Africans and domestic workers and chefs and cooks and sharecroppers from South Carolina and Jamaica. I'm originally from Northern Virginia, a place called Springfield, right outside of Washington, D.C., but I currently reside in Renton, Washington, which is right outside of Seattle. And my day jobs, I am a program coordinator for a small nonprofit called African Americans Reach and Teach Health Ministry, which does organizational development, training, capacity building, assistance with usually health organizations that work with African Americans and other people of color living with or at risk of acquiring HIV. And the work that we do with those organizations is all done through a decolonized Black liberationist lens. And we help organizations to make their processes and their culture more equitable and welcoming for folks of color, and help them to create a more equitable environment for their clients in terms of providing care and retention in of patients or clients of their organization or institution. And so another one of my jobs is as a general operations coordinator for Queer the Land, which is a collective of queer and trans two-spirit Black and Indigenous people of color working to own our own land and labor in Seattle, Washington. I've been trained as a doula. I'm a practitioner of yoga and use it as a means of my own healing and community healing. And I'm also a designer, creative, just trying to discover my place in the world and how I can combine my love for social justice and Black liberationist theory and womanist tradition with healing modalities and community building. And so during my time at Holden, I was facilitating a space around healing racial trauma through meditation and restorative yoga. And restorative yoga is a practice of doing poses, different yoga poses or asanas, as they're called in the tradition, and holding them for 5 to 10 minutes as a means to kind of break up that fascia, which is the membrane that surrounds the joints, in order to promote flexibility, mobility, stability, balance, and rest. I shared in my classes that we have several chronic illnesses and disabilities, one of which took mobility from me for a small period of time and significantly changed my body structure and balance. And through restorative yoga, I restored my strength and my mobility and flexibility. And so it's been really helpful for me. And it's something that I love to share with other people because it's not something I heard of before I got sick. The workshop was really based on a book called My Grandmother's Hands, which is a book written by, it's really like a workbook, but it's a book by Rezma Menakem, and his work is based off of Dr. Joy DeGruy's. That's DeGruy. I spell it because I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. Work around post-traumatic slave disorder or syndrome. And the medical, the physiological, so mental and body consequences of slavery and all of its iterations, such as sharecropping and domestic work and police brutality and incarceration. the book Grandmother's Hands, it teaches us about trauma, about historical trauma, about how that has impacted not only the lives and the health and the social determinants of Black lives, but also talking about white body supremacy and how that is another form of racial trauma which impacts white communities, and talks about its historical foundation in medieval Europe and the violent practices there and the fleeing of many white Europeans to America to start a better life, and how that transference of trauma created a lineage of bondage and oppression and marginalization for Black and Native folks and other people of color here in America. You know, it's not the antithesis. I guess it would be the partner or the addition to the work that I do in my day-to-day life, which is giving a lot of training and doing a lot of cognitive work around decolonization and changing the ways that our institutions function from a cultural standpoint, and attaching a physiological component. So Resma talks about how white body supremacy or trauma cannot be decolonized or eradicated through cognitive work alone. It's mostly something that lives in the body. And we react to these images or these triggers, things that remind us, an unconscious self, even an ancestral self, of different associations based on identity that cause us to behave in the way that we do and cause us to have the relationships that we do or not create relationships with certain people. That work needs to be done through metabolizing and processing through the body and the heart and the emotion. And it's not something that can be conquered by a diversity, equity, and inclusion training or anti-racism training. It's much deeper than that, and it's a generational wound that needs to be healed. He also talks about the science of historical trauma, and something that's been studied mostly on those descendants of the Jewish survivors and victims of the Holocaust, and how in generations after, that health issues associated with that trauma were prevalent in people who had not directly experienced the trauma. I have had that experience as a chronically ill disabled person who has been sick since I was 26. Randomly, I was a pretty healthy person before my 26th birthday, and then I got sick and with several different diseases within a 2-year time frame. And in that period of discovery and trying to understand why this was happening, I connected it to the abuses that my ancestors faced and had to deal with in slavery, and the overcompensation of our immune systems to survive that period of time. And so I have many autoimmune diseases, which is an overreaction of our immune system, where it attacks things that are perfectly healthy as a response to some kind of trigger, usually stress, but that's very general understanding of it. Through this work, now that we know that trauma replicates in the body, literally in DNA, that we must do the work, the physiological work, to heal those wounds and create bonds between our fractured communities, specifically white and Black, but everyone who fits within the spectrum in between that binary. And so that's what I was trying to do here at Holden, and just create a peaceful environment. Not an environment that creates shame or blame, but promotes healing, generational healing. in a collective healing?
Well, yeah, to answer your first question, I guess, the question of where do I get my hope from, where that stems from, I guess it would be my ancestors. I mean, I'm here because someone survived, and so if they can survive the unthinkable, something that I hopefully will never have to experience, then I can survive the circumstances that I'm in, because it's far, far better, far more privileged. And also, I just have to, you know, life without hope seems very lonely and sad. So I just choose to live in triumph, if possible. And I'm also okay with the days that I am not triumphant, and I'm okay with the ups and the downs, I think. In terms of how I heard about Holden, well, I first heard about it, I was in Lutheran Volunteer Corps. I was also in YAGM, or Young Adults and Global Mission, for a time. And it's like a Lutheran community thing, or like everybody's like, I want to go to Holden, I want to live at Holden. And so I was like, what's Holden? And everyone was just talking about it, since I come from a Black Baptist, Southern Baptist tradition, Methodist or non-denominational, which is truly all the same in terms of culturally. And so I didn't know anything about it, but I got invited here by Stacy Kitahara, who's one of the co-directors and my mentor, to do this work, and someone who's trained me in terms of facilitating and holding space and living in my truth and being unapologetic in how I show up in the world. And so I wanted to experience it. It's been a very beautiful, peaceful, carefree space to come here and to just walk without attachment, knowing that I'll be welcomed, knowing that what I have to offer will be appreciated, if not by all, by a few, and that I don't have to worry about my email or my wallet even. I haven't touched my wallet in 7 days. And that I could just be in the beauty of what God has created and preserved for us, and that I can be taken care of by a community is a beautiful thing for me. And it's something that I work toward, like in my work with Queer the Land, which is a collective to work toward autonomy. I wouldn't have been able to, well, maybe I would have, I'm sure, but like survive in an abundant way and in a hopeful way through my illnesses without my community. I appreciate Holden as a community, that you all do that for one another, and I've been glad to be able to experience a little bit of it.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.